For most of you, you probably always thought something like this would never ever happen to me. But yes, it can. I'm talking about dating violence, relationship violence, sexual violence, physical violence, emotional violence suffered during relationships. And most of us keep our mouths very, very quiet because we're ashamed. We don't want anyone to know what we've been through. No, we don't. And most suffer in shame for many, many years, never telling anyone what their abuser did to them, what their narcissist abuser did to them. Yes, most abusers are narcissists. It's all about them, not about you. That's what we're going to be talking about today.
Finally, a psychotherapist that focuses on helping people strive for self-awareness and thrive for self-satisfaction with their place in the world. It's a show for real people with real lives, with all the drama, trauma, and chaos that life can throw at you. Here she is, Dr. Bev.
In Dr. Bev's world, love can be manipulated. One can be brainwashed, and you know your abuser, that narcissistic person, will have no remorse for you at all. Not at all. Oh, you thought it was love? No, that's not what that is. In Dr. Bev's world, dating violence is more than just arguing or verbal fighting. It's quite a bit more than that. And that's why it's something that no one wants to really talk about. Dating violence is a pattern of controlling behaviors that one partner uses to get power over the other, including any kind of physical violence or threats or emotional violence, anything to gain control. Now, you might think it's all about you, but it's not. It's really all about them. Do they make you feel crazy sometimes, like emotionally, when they mentally abuse you, including playing mind games, or constantly putting you down or criticizing you? Sexual abuse, it's like making you do things that you don't want to do, like they refuse to have safer sex, or maybe make you feel insecure or bad about your sexuality. And there's something else I want you to know, that you don't have to be an adult to be in a relationship like this. You can be a teenager, an adolescent, young, old, doesn't matter. Emotional and physical abuse has no age limit. And guess what? It doesn't have a gender either. Yes, men too can be brutalized emotionally, physically, sexually. Yes, they can. And sometimes by their own wives. Teens, it happens all the time. Don't think you're segregated from this conversation here. And listen up. When you think he's just tussling around, oh, he's just pushing, oh, he's just shoving, oh, he's just, those are love taps. No, sweetie, that's the beginning of something going dreadfully wrong. Check yourself. Teens who abuse their girlfriends or boyfriends, like I said, they do the same things that adults do who abuse their partners. They're trying to control you. They're trying to manipulate you. Yes, and do you know that teen dating violence is just as serious as adult domestic violence? It's really one and the same. Why? Because teens are seriously at risk for dating violence. Research shows that physical or sexual abuse is a part of one in three high school relationships. Think about that. If it's 20 people sitting in your class, we know at least three of them are being abused. 95% of abusive relationships, men abuse women. However, young women can be violent and young men can also be victims. Gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender teens are just as at risk for abuse in their relationship as anyone else. Abusive relationships do have some good and bad times. That's part of what makes dating violence so confusing, or marital violence so confusing, is that it's love mixed with the abuse. The abuser will always come back and tell you, or maybe not always, but if they're wanting to keep you around in their lives, they will. "I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. Oh, that was a joke. You're so sensitive." But the real narcissist, no. They'll never tell you they're sorry. They'll never tell you, "I apologize," or "take responsibility." That's a real serious narcissist. And that's why I say part of what makes this all so confusing is that there is love mixed with it. I mean, you love the person, but yet they treat you in ways that make you feel ashamed, put down, unworthy, unloved at times. And it kind of makes it hard to tell if you're really being abused. I mean, there's some good questions to ask yourself. You know, here's one that Dr. Bev would ask you: does your boyfriend or your girlfriend act like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? They seem kind of bipolarish. You know, like sometimes they're real cool, everything is smooth, y'all having great love, everything is just mad, just beautiful, everything is just coming up roses. And then you do or say one thing, like maybe express your opinion about something that you're feeling, and they explode, simply explode. You're left wondering, wait a minute, hold on. What's with these sudden and extreme mood changes? They seem like they're two different people. Does he or she ever make fun of you or put you down or embarrass you in front of other people? Check yourself. I'm giving you a heads up. That's not the one for you. But you might not realize it right now because you feel so in love. More often, most of us don't even ask when we're falling in love, when we're being in love, do you have a bad history of relationship or abuse in your relationships? I don't know about you, but I usually don't ask that question on the first date. Perhaps we all should. Make an emotional note. If that person who says they love you is always blaming their problems on other people, or blame you for making him or her treat you badly, stop, drop, and roll. Huge Dr. Bev sign, okay? Have they ever tried to get you drunk or high, or try to get you alone when you don't want to be? Do they try to control you by being bossy or taking your opinion seriously? Not taking your opinion seriously. No, they're not. Do you feel less confident about yourself when you're with him or her? Have you been told by people you trust that they are worried about your safety? Do you feel scared or worried about saying something wrong? Lastly, do you find yourself changing your behavior out of fear or just to avoid a fight? Guess what? You're in a domestic, abusive relationship. Check out while you can.
You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. It's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. We invite you back to AmericaOutLoud.com to get all the latest. Make it a daily stop and also get the app. You can go right to the App Store and download our free app, and that will put all our content right into your hands on your phones and your tablets. It doesn't get any easier than that.
There is a cycle, and I wanted to mention this, of violence in domestic abuse. Domestic abuse falls into a pattern, and it's abuse, guilt, excuses, normal behavior, fantasy, and then the last and most deadly is the setup. Yeah, the setup. Abuse, the abusive partner lash out at you. They want to show you who's the boss. They feel a little guilt, you know, about it, whatever, you know, they've done to you. But more than likely, they're real worried about getting caught or you telling someone about what he or she has done to you. Now, they're going to make an excuse. I've already spoken about that. They can rationalize any kind of their behavior and trust and believe they will do anything to avoid taking responsibility. Anything. Normal behavior, the abuser does everything he can to keep and regain control and keep the victim in the relationship. He may act as if nothing happened, or, you know, just turn up that charm to get you to come back one more time. Very charming, but it's a setup. This peaceful honeymoon phase may give the victim even hope. And maybe the abuser has really changed this time. Maybe they've really grown up. No, not. Your abuser begins to fantasize about abusing you again. He or she will spend a lot of time thinking about what you've done wrong and how he is going to make you pay for it. And then make a plan for turning that fantasy of abuse into reality. It's a setup. It's a setup. Your abuser sets you up, puts his or her plan in motion, and creating a situation where he can justify abusing you again. Stop the madness.